Miami Herald columnist echoes Farrakhan's anti-Semitism, smears Jewish conservative as termite. By Matthew Boyle on August 27, 2019. Miami Herald columnist Leonard Pitts Jr. used what many conservatives and Jewish leaders are saying is an anti-Semitic attack against those working to expose the media, calling in a just-published column those involved in the effort, such as GOP strategist Arthur Schwartz, termites. Schwartz, the only person Pitts Jr. names as involved in the effort, is a Jewish conservative and ally of President Donald Trump. The use of the word termites echoes anti-Semitism from Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has recently used the word to attack Jewish people. A president who has branded journalists enemies of the people and news media an evil propaganda machine now has working on his behalf an anti-journalism hit squad, Pitts Jr., wrote in the column. These people are nothing less than termites in the woodwork of freedom. Mort Klein, the president of America's oldest pro-Israel group, the Zionist Organization of America, said in a phone interview on Tuesday evening he believes the comments from Pitts Jr. are anti-Semitic. Klein referenced not just Farrakhan's use of the word termites to describe Jewish people, but also when Representative Hank Johnson, DGA, used the same term. Since notorious anti-Semites like Louis Farrakhan and anti-Semitic congressmen like Hank Johnson have both referred to Jewish people as termites, one can legitimately assume that Leonard Pitt's reference to a Jewish man as a termite is also being used in an anti-Semitic manner. Klein told Breitbart News, "I'm concerned that incidents of anti-Semitism have been increasing in this latest episode of a Miami Herald writer calling a Jew a termite when it's a word that's been used by many anti-Semites against Jews leads me to believe this was done intentionally to attack Jewish people." Describing Jewish people like Schwartz as termites follows the anti-Semitic Farrakhan's use of the description, as several conservative leaders have noted. What Pitts Jr. wrote here, in calling Schwartz a termite, echoes what Farrakhan has written about Jewish people. "I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite," Farrakhan once tweeted regarding Jewish people. The tweet was widely condemned as anti-Semitic, and even Chelsea Clinton ripped Farrakhan for it. "Your characterization of Leonard Pitt's column is completely false and misleading," and Crumb said in an email. At no point does Pitts mention Jewish Americans. Clearly, his use of the word termites refers only to the people, regardless of their religion, behind the effort to disparage journalists at major news outlets. The problem with Crumb's explanation, however, is the only person Pitts Jr. names in his column as being behind the effort is Schwartz, who is Jewish. He names no other people in describing the effort. Nonetheless, for now, the Miami Herald is standing by Pitts Jr., as Marx Gonzalez provided a similar explanation to Crumb's in a reply to Trump Jr.'s criticism of the term. The broader column from Pitts Jr. pans allies of President Trump to expose the media, as Breitbart News did last week in exposing anti-Semitism and racism in New York Times editor Tom Wright Bersandi's Twitter feed. The New York Times over the weekend wrote a lengthy piece about the efforts of Trump allies like Schwartz, and its publisher A.G. Sulzberger issued a statement condemning the effort. While the Times piece admitted that Wright Bersandi did in fact make racist and anti-Semitic statements, Sulzberger's statement made no mention of that. Pitts Jr. wrote, "Tom Wright Bersandi is the latest victim." According to a report in Sunday's New York Times, Wright Bersandi, a Times editor, was targeted by a loose network of conservative operatives allied with the White House. Their aim: discredit news organizations they consider hostile to Donald Trump. Their strategy: posting damaging or embarrassing information about journalists. Pitts Jr. writes in the Miami Herald about the matter that last week, after the Times ran two pieces unflattering to the Trump White House, this group unveiled on Breitbart some racist and anti-Semitic tweets Wright Bersandi wrote 10 years ago. Pitts Jr. even goes so far as to excuse the racism and anti-Semitism from Wright Bersandi, writing that there is far more at stake here than one man's career, and that is that he believes President Donald Trump is saying offensive things, so Wright Bersandi's behavior from years ago is now somehow acceptable. Pitts Jr. writes, "But the comparison in the next paragraph of Schwartz, an American Jewish conservative, to termites echoes what Farrakhan has said about Jewish people."